good day. All that anticipation, you know, and there's some nervousness out there, especially with the younger group, of what to expect. And then after they get about 10 minutes in, it gets going pretty good. And so I liked the day. It was tough, but smart, and they pushed through it.
Final, we got a quick welcome to the NHL moment from Adam Lowry.
Welcome to the league, man. I hate jumping. He was good today, right? That was a good opportunity for him to get out there. He moves really well. Does it all with his head up, and that's day one of welcome to the National League. There's a lot of different sizes than a lot of these guys are used to. There's some big men that move, and some little guys you can't catch. So I liked his day today.
And what goes through your mind when you see a guy like Blake put his arm around him in the corner after?
You know what? He's always been able to do that. Reach out to those guys, have a little bit of fun with it too. And when you get you're 18 years old and you show up at your first NHL camp and you're trying to figure out what door to walk in the building, let alone every drill is brand new for you. None of the players that you know, and you can't, especially the defenseman, you can't judge anybody. You don't know their speed. You don't know their skill. There's so much going on. Every time one of those veteran guys stops by and slaps a kid in the pads, it makes them a little bit more relaxed, and that's what your first pro camp's all about, getting to know everybody and getting a little more comfortable.
Update on the guys who were not on the ice?
Yeah, so Skylar McKenzie we knew coming into camp. Andrew Copp's got and I don't mind giving you some of these issues, got a little bit of a groin, and so we're being real careful. Why would we? So he's going to, we'll get an assessment on him. Niku and, and Bess. Got a little bit of a fender bender there yesterday. I'm sorry for smiling, but I had a Mario Andretti reference that was hanging there. And anyway, they got into a little bit of an accident, and so we had them scheduled for the second group, just in case. And they came in stiff, and they did. They came in a little sore this morning, so that's why they skated, all these guys, but they may all be back in the ice in groups tomorrow.
Paul, the way you had line rushes just in that morning group, are those lines that you might give a look to, say, in a preseason game, or nothing into them today?
Probably a lot got moved around based on the fender bender and copper, right? So I'm not going to be too far from. I'm not going to spend any time worrying about the line chemistry in the first two. I want to see a bunch of guys with different people. So, if everybody had stayed healthy. I think I had Cobb with Letestu and Roslovic coming into that. Maybe Vess was running with Lowry and Wheeler. So the first two games will run pretty close to that.
So is that Mason Appleton was on a line with Mark Scheifele and Matthew Crow? Is that something you'd like to see for a game then? And maybe what would you like to see?
No, you know what I'm really trying to do there, Mike, is expose them to different styles of game. So I want to see Mason play with a center who's got a tremendous amount of skill and vision and see where he's at with it, right? And so there's that idea, expose all of these guys to something they don't get to see a lot so we can kind of see where they're at in their skill development. And then there were almost always two veteran players with a young player. And I'm going to call the test to a young player, even though he's not, because he's young to our system. So anybody, when they're in line and they're standing there, Little can talk to his wingman and say, this is how we run, this is what we do. So it's all about coaching by the players to each other, to the new guys, Bork. So he doesn't know any of our systems yet. By 4 days, he's talking to Brian Little. He's going to have a way better handle on him.
And I wanted to ask you about Bork. I talked to him after his skate. So he's obviously familiar with the Jets and the Central Division. He was a guy that the team brought in a little bit later in free agency this summer.
Yeah.
So maybe what qualities, what skills does he have that could translate well to be a Winnipeg Jet?
He's a character guy and a real good pro. So what he does, usually when I say that, he has a clean understanding of what his game is. You know, these guys aren't in your office every 2 weeks wondering what they need to do more of. This, they know their game. They know how to play it. And been in the league enough that they know other teams as well, as he referenced when we were talking about the Jets. So real good pro. And we think he's going to be able to fit, and we can move him around a little bit, pretty versatile with that.
Any one
element, that obviously he has in his background
yes.
is, especially with the Brandon Tanev now gone, that's something that you're going to have to find a way to fill, right?
We're going to have to find guys to do it. We liked where we got to almost toward the end with rolling eight guys and trying to drive the intensity up. That'll be one of the adjustments that we make with our systems. So we are going to audition a bunch of different guys, but knowing that he has that experience helps.
Anyone or anything stand out today?
I thought the coaches were good today. My back hurts. My voice held up all right. So that's the personal. You know what? I made a comment about Hainola. I really stay away from it, right? Because, you know, anybody can be good on one day, and you like to give a little bit of time. And I know. And then you also miss guys that have really good days. That's almost what I watched. There were more players, and some of them I know that I turned on, man, is he working? Like Cam Schilling today put in just a heavy, heavy day for a veteran pro. He pushed hard. I think the overview would be, was real happy with the first group, but I was really impressed with the second group, those kind of American League guys, those guys who fight spot. They went start to finish hard with 10 forwards. That was a tough day for those guys, and they didn't quit. And they pressed hard in the skate, and they should, right? They're trying to win a job, get a look, get a chance. But that's when I walk back into the coach's office, I'm going to be really, really happy with the effort of that younger group. I mean, they pushed today.
And even Teto said six or seven training camps he's been in now, a few with Nashville. He said this is the most focused one he's seen on a day one.
Yeah, you know what? When I started, it was 5 or 6 weeks, and the head coach might not hit the ice till day 7 or 8, right? You scrimmage, play exhibition games, and you didn't go by Nance, and you'd put your skates on, go out at the end, and you know, so your nose. The head coach would show up for the skate at the end of the game, right? We don't have that time. We do not have that time to be casual about day one. Like, we've got lots of time to work, because you take, and I think it's 12 full days between the start of camp. We got to build in 2 off days that are mandatory. We'll do something as a team on one of those days. So we're talking about 9 practices and 7 exhibition games, where most of your guys are only play 3 or 4. You don't have a day to waste or a day to burn. So we worked on today's. We showed video today of thematics, how we want to play, and we worked on that, and we'll carry that right through camp.
Logan Stanley, somewhat written off the day that he was drafted. He said, talked to him today, he said he's been written off since, you know, he started.
Okay, so can you go back, because I'm behind the ball on this one. We drafted him for, and he got written off?
Yeah, just not more of a project player. More.
Oh,
of
I see. Okay,
and
okay.
Just, but, you know, not designed to play in the NHL, I suppose, or it's not the right wording that I'm using, but anyways, you know, he's been, you know, people have doubted him, I guess is the best word, and yet he's still come across as developing and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
What have you seen from him since the day you got here till now?
I want to make sure I qualify this with the truth. Like, if you got a guy that hasn't kind of cracked your lineup, you know, you draft him in the first round, it takes 2 or 3 years, and you say your development. Sometimes you're in the back of your head going, he needs a lot more development as well, right? When we drafted him, our scout said, this guy is going to take this much time, right? It's going to be a while, but not because he's deficit in a lot of things. Everybody, they were right about him. Like, I got lots of time for this guy. I think he plays in the National Hockey League, and he plays for an awfully long time. Where he structures out in your lineup, I can't tell you that. But he isn't behind. I actually think his hands and feet are ahead of where I thought they would be at this time. This is a big man, and he had a real good year pro last year. I think maybe what Logan, it's more being drafted by the Jets, right? Because we went on a run of 3 or 4 years where we throw them in, they score 25, and then your expectation is they all should. But this is a big, powerful defenseman that's going to take a while to get up to speed in the NHL. I think he's going to be a player. I really do. I've been very happy with his game. And he doesn't need to be the best defenseman on the ice to get a look here in training camp. He just needs to show that he's getting better. I know Pascal Vincent is very happy with his year, so that's an awfully long answer. Feel free to edit it any way you want. I like where he's at. I always like to have a couple big men back there on the blue line. He's going to be all right. He's going to play.
Is it too many snap judgments now?
No, but I understand it because you turn the TV on now and there's an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old in the league that's scoring 50. So there's the bar. But dial this thing back 15 years ago, 20 years ago, where, I don't know, maybe it felt like one or two guys who got drafted high played because they had to, but nobody was ready to play for 3 or 4 years, so it was normal. Guy went to the minors for 3 or 4 years, and then he showed up and you said, geez, boy, this guy's really developed well. It's just he hit an unusual window there where we were drafting high enough that these guys were stepping in and playing.
Now your focus is on the guys that are here, but news today that Patrick has found a place to train, SC Bern.
Really good. Really, really good. And absolutely, like pro hockey too, right? So sticking around and I get it, they join their an amateur team that they used to play with or a junior team, but if you can get out in the ice with a pro team, there are men there, they're going to train faster. I'm really happy to hear it, truly.
Paul, just on your goaltenders, 7 games.
Yeah.
Is there enough to get everybody the work that you want? And would you like to see Burton in a game?
Yeah.
Is there going to be that opportunity?
Is going to be, I think, at least a partial. That's the way I've structured it now. We're probably at 3 for Helly, maybe 2.5 for LB, and then 1.5 between the three of them. But I'd like to give Comms. Comms will probably go in that first game. We'll bring Burton in as the backup, and then we'll just kind of roll from there. I would like to see him. I think he's earned it, and we're excited about him. Comms definitely has earned it, and then the rest of it's just workload.
Paul,